the bottom of steep hills covered by a tall canopy of trees, herds of elk gather around feed troughs on the Pea Ridge Elk Ranch. In the distance, others forage over dry winter grass in a clearing.
Right around 100 cows here at Pea Ridge. We also operate the other elk ranch south.
Most glance up when the truck driven by ranch manager Doug Pennock idles by. Pennock's voice, along with the crackling of his tires over chunks of gravel, stand out in an area that's otherwise serene. Pennock manages about 300 elk on this ranch, 80 miles north of St. Louis. Some are sent out west to rejuvenate elk populations there. Others are slaughtered for meat. And each year, about 10 to 15 are moved from this pasture to an adjacent deer and elk preserve, where they're killed by hunters. An 8-foot-tall fence surrounds that 300-acre preserve. Pennock says that although the animals are confined, their environment is about as close to wilderness as you can get.
We've had a lot of customers through that have hunted in different settings, and certainly feel like ours is as challenging as any other.
But under legislation being proposed in Illinois, preserves like Pennock's would be off limits to hunters. That's because critics say there's no sport in a confined hunt, and that in some cases it's essentially like shooting fish in a barrel. The measure's sponsor, Chicago Democratic Senator John Cullerton, says the hunts also go after animals that are tame.
What you see is that this is really not hunting. In these small, relatively confined areas, for animals that have been raised by human beings.
Cullerton's proposal applies not only to elk, but also to animals such as lions or bears. Don Rolla is the executive director for the Illinois Humane Political Action Committee. He says confined or canned hunts of exotic animals are a growing problem in other Midwest states, including Indiana and Michigan. But Rolla says 11 states, including Wisconsin and Minnesota, have already banned confined hunts. He says that could mean the people who used to hunt there will now come to Illinois for canned hunts. Rolla says that makes it all the more important for Illinois to pass its own ban. He says everyone, even hunters, should support this measure.
It's not an anti-hunting bill. It's a bill which promotes ethics and takes a step toward solving a problem which Illinois is going to have to deal with very shortly if they're going to continue to have a viable hunting activity in the state.
It's difficult to determine which animals ought to be protected under a ban on canned hunting. Rolla says he'd like it to cover all wildlife, but deer hunting is allowed on about 500 confined hunting operations in Illinois alone. It's unlikely that a ban on that many game farms will pass in the state. As it's proposed right now, the measure would protect only exotic species. But that means, as it's written, you couldn't slaughter livestock raised in a confined area. Tim Schweitzer is with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources.
Livestock, certainly of some kinds, swine and cattle, are not animals that were indigenous to Illinois. They were imported here many, many years ago. So they might fall inappropriately under the definition as it was originally outlined in this bill.
Other species further complicate the proposal. The elk on Doug Pennock's ranch, for example, are no longer found in the wild in Illinois, although they were at one time indigenous. Also, because elk are considered livestock in Illinois, Pennock can technically let paying hunters shoot them whenever and wherever they want. Pennock says his business never uses that freedom, voluntarily enforcing hunting rules similar to Illinois' deer hunting laws. And he says the fences around his property serve only to help him manage an effective herd.
I think that most folks that, like myself, that come from a hunting background, obviously want everything to be as close to what we would term fair chase as possible.
The question for lawmakers will be whether close to a fair chase is good enough. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Sean Johnson.